Hey there. We're going to stay alive with this show. Hi, everyone. This is Healthy Aging. The main title is Let's Create a Better World, but we are doing more on health, body, mind, spirit, how to live longer in healthy aging. Today's show will be about a lot of things, about how we can go every day about everything from the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep. A lot of hints and ideas of, to be honest with you, it's the way I live. It's the way I know best because I've learned and studied from the masters and the best and the research and the latest stuff on how to do everything. So I'll get into that in a minute. Our next few weeks, we have a guest that we think is going to be on next week. It's Alex Hermosillo. He is a healer. He went through a near death, and he does a lot of work with people on healing thousands of people. He also gets deep into a person's life and how he can heal diseases. He does a lot of great things, and he has a lot to offer on this show. So be sure to listen next week if we have him on. If not, we'll have another great guest, of course. We've been on a roll with some really super guests. So stay with us every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Then the following week, which would be March the, I think the 12th, the following Saturday, the second Saturday in March, we're going to have Dr. Wendy Trainer. She is a happiness coach. Talk about health, nature, actually talk about gratitude, being happy, being full of love, and going about not letting negative thoughts come in. We're going to talk about gratitude. We'll talk a little bit about that today with our co-host, Stefan Rudolph. Stefan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Bob. Great to be
good,
with you again.
Stefan, you are you can tell your story briefly, and then I'll go through some things, and you can come in a little later. Go ahead, tell your what you've been through a little bit, please.
Yeah, Stefan Rudolph here. I've basically, in my journey here and in helping others, I've dealt with a lot of issues in my life as far as epilepsy from a high school football injury that I dealt with for 20 years, also overcoming alcohol and, you know, living in the restaurant and bar industry for years, living really an unhealthy life, and everything that I went through with, you know, a pulmonary embolism, two hernia surgeries. And namely, just everything that I dealt with was related to unhealthy living and what I fueled my body with and how I thought I was doing okay by taking prescription drugs, by taking medication, and trying to relieve my pain by taking these meds, by getting on three or four different prescriptions and hoping to cure my issues with epilepsy, issues with acid reflux, all kinds of health problems. I learned, Bobby, the best way to resolve the issue is to look at your body as an engine, and it is what you fuel yourself with. So when we are fueling ourselves with negative fuel as far as fast food and not getting enough sleep, it all comes around to exactly what we put in our system. And for years, I dealt with the negative effects of toxifying myself with bad food. And what I've noticed now, the difference I feel and see is through the healthy eating habits that I have now, I've been able to overcome all my epilepsy problems. I've been able to get a restful night's sleep every night, been able to also in the areas of acid reflux and all the other problems I had are completely gone after 2 years of rebooting my system, I call it. You know, basically control, alt, delete. And starting a new system in my mind, being able to feel better, and surround myself with better people. That's the biggest part of it is dealing with the people who are in your life and who you bring into your life, and those negative effects that I had with hanging out with people that just wanted to drink, get drunk, you know, and complain about their problems in life. What I suggest to all the listeners out there is be aware of who you are surrounding yourself with.
Good.
And especially in that area, because you are who you hang out with.
Absolutely, and we're going to also talk about the environment today, so hang in there with me. I'm glad you could come on the show today with us and for our people to hear all these wonderful things. We're going to talk about all the things you can do from morning, noon, night, the way you eat, the way you sleep, the way you think, the way you exercise, staying, keep your body, and this whole show is about living healthier, living longer, living more grateful, living more happy and peace, love, family. We're just the opposite of people that are negative, that are angry, that are fighting all the time, that are bitter, that are, you see these older people with a scrawl on their face, it's because of a lifetime of hell, a lifetime of thinking negative and doing negative instead of being happy. And I know women in their 90s, because I'm into dancing and yoga, I know women in their 90s that are still going at it. Stefan and I both have listened to Louise Hay. She's well into her 80s, almost her 90s. And she is just a fit. She dances. She does everything. And best of all, she teaches people affirmations and positiveness and staying away from the bad and being grateful for what you have, not what you don't have. Okay, so let me go through a day, a typical day, and then Stefan's going to have some comments also as we go along. And we may have Alex Hermosillo come in during the call. I don't think he'll be in today, but we think he'll be in next week. So bear with us on that. I'm Bobby Elias. This show is Healthy Aging, and Let's Create a Better World is the real title. But we're doing a lot of aging now and health and body, mind, spirit. And by the way, and at the end of the month, towards the end of the month, we're going to have possibly Gerald Salante to give his predictions at Trends Journal on all the horrible things that might be happening with depression, with money, with war, with all the disasters and the weather, and more. Politics, companies falling apart. Then we're going to have, a week or two after he speaks, is going to be the positive side. And that's the bandwagon I'm on, that it may be there, but it may not be as bad. And we're going to talk about how the bad things can happen and how they'll be overcome and all the good things that are going to happen. A very positive show on that in that way. So, all right, let me get to a typical day that the way I live. This is exactly the way I live, and I've mastered it because I've listened to the best of the best. I've learned from the best of the best, and I'm really, really strong on this because I want to live long. I want to be happy, at peace with my family, my friends, so I'm going to talk about all that right now. All right, in the morning, when you first get up, what I do is first drink a glass of water, sometimes a glass and a half of water. All right, second thing I do is stretch, get my body awake, and then I start saying happy, positive things. This is a great day. I'm the greatest. I feel good. I can do anything I want to do. And then I stop and do 5, 10, 15 minutes of meditation. Deep breathing. It's very simple, my listeners. Just sit there quietly in peace and you can sit in a pose with your, but don't cross your legs and look ahead. Close your eyes a little bit. Take a deep breath. That'll take between 4 and 7 seconds. Let it out between 4 and 7 seconds. And then pause for a few more seconds while you get ready for the next one. Then another deep breath, 4 to 7 seconds. Let it out. Now, when you're breathing in, sometimes what I do, if you can, you don't have to do this, think about all the goodness that's coming into your system. Love, peace, harmony. That's such a great day today. Then when you're breathing out, you're getting rid of all the toxins, the negativity, and the bad things that are in your system, or they might be trying to get into your system. So that's the meditation. Then I also start out with a green juice. Now, remember, I've already had the glass of water 15 minutes earlier, 20 minutes, half an hour earlier. Now I'm ready for a green juice. What's in a green juice? Gary Noel's green stuff, for example, has three main components, in my opinion. Number one, vegetables, dark green leafy vegetables, the main source. Secondly, come from the ocean, spirulina, chlorella, dulse, barley. The third thing is wheatgrass, which is really good for you, totally. Those three things together detox you, cleanse you. They give you energy. You feel like $1 million. Now with that, I'm also throwing in moringa. Moringa is a plant, a trop in the tropics that is, it comes from a leaf, and it's been around 5,000 years plus, maybe a lot more. But, excuse me, that really gives me a surge. And I'll tell you at the end what my favorite things are as we go along here. So for breakfast, now I'm ready for breakfast. I'll wait about 15, 20 minutes for the green juice to settle. Always, before you eat any meal, in this case I had a green juice, have water, either right after the green juice or you want a full glass of water before you eat. Don't drink the water while you're eating or after you finish eating. Why? because your natural enzymes, your saliva, are digesting your food the right way and sending your food in a small smoothie-type fashion into your intestines. So you want to have that, do it that way. All right. So before you eat that breakfast, you can have oatmeal or hot cereal. I prefer something hot. Or if you have to have cold cereal, you can do that. Or you can have fruit, raisins, blueberries, blackberries, goji berries, whatever you want. You can choose, you can have yogurt, but make sure it's organic, non-gluten, and non-GMO, of course. Those are the three things to think about when you have anything to eat, period. One is organic. Two is non-GMO, and that would cover the that it's gluten-free, all right? So that whatever you eat. Now, I know once in a while you're on the road, and just be careful what you eat if you're on the road, and you're going to veer off the main best way, but we're human and nobody's perfect, so don't feel bad if you have to do that. Now, when you have your breakfast, first of all, small meals. I have 5 small meals a day, and when I say small, take your fist, take a look at it. That's the size of your stomach. I know people that have 2 or 3 meals back to huge meals, back to back. That's about 5 to 10 fistfuls of food, maybe more. How in the world can all that food go in your system? It can't. It's too much. It's too hard on your stomach, your immune system. Your liver is toxified. And then they're not chewing it. They're not chewing it right. They chew it two chews, two drinks. Chew, chew, drink, drink. And they drink cold water. If you're going to have water, room temperature. Cold water is a rush to the brain. Hot water is not good because it is just too hot, and you don't want that. You want something room temperature. All right, small plate. So if you've got a small plate of food, smaller than usual, and you're eating slow, you're going to get full quickly. So chew your food, I say minimum 20 times. I've heard people say 30, 40 times. Nobody does that, hardly. I sit with people, and I'm yet to find one person that eats slower than me, or even at the same rate as me. I sit there, I bless my food, do a meditation on it, say something positive, and then when I'm eating the food, I'm thinking of all the wonderful things that are in that food and going into my system. It's going to nutrients, health, love. That's what I think, and that's how I eat. Quiet, at peace, no telephone, no cell phone near you, no TV, no radio, no newspaper near you. Just chew your food slowly, peacefully, sit down quietly in a quiet space. Now, I know you can't do that all the time, but I'm giving you the best way to do it. All right, so small portions, chew your food 20 times, and finish your meal, and don't drink any more water for at least 30 minutes, better an hour away. All right, next thing. I get into my supplement. I've already had my green juice, I've had my water, I've had my breakfast. Now it's time for the reds. Gary has a thing called red stuff. Other people call it reds, and their reds means mostly berries. The best reds in the world are berries. There's so many different berries: strawberry, raspberry, cherry, elderberry. Those are goji berries. Those are wonderful. They're just so full of antioxidants and health, and just great for everything in your body. And that is the way to live. My God, you can't live any better than that. This whole thing is just so. I can't tell you how blessed I am to have learned all this and how you're blessed to be able to learn it and follow it and do it. And at the end of the show, I'm going to give my number. Call me if you have any questions. All right? We do have a guest on today. Stefan's going to be with me. Anyway, Stefan, give me a 1 or 2 minute analysis of what I've done so far. I still have more to go. I'm about the middle of the day. Your thoughts?
Yes, Bobby, those are great tips on eating habits, and that's an essential thing is the water benefits, too. In my yes. weight loss and health growth that I've had here, the biggest thing and all the research I've been studying is the more water, the better. And what happens, especially as you mentioned, waking up, drinking water, fueling your system throughout the day with good alkaline water especially, too. And right before you eat, you know, drink some water because you don't want to overdo your eating habits. You made some good points about what I do that is related is I eat 6 to 7 times a day. Now, that may sound like a lot, but every 2 to 3 hours, I have a healthy portion, small meal, or even snacks.
Great.
You know, a protein shake in the morning, 2 hours later after working out, I have a small meal book, you said oatmeal, some fruit, and make it quick in a sense that you don't want to focus on anything but that eating.
Right.
Because if I used to be in an office environment where sitting at the cubicle all day, and this may relate to a lot of people out there, but office eating habits can literally kill you, because if you have chips next to you all day, if you have food and crap and candy and everything, and you're eating that all day, you don't realize you're eating it. You're on the phone, you're talking with people, you're working, and you start incorporating your eating habits with your working habits, your system does not know when to stop, and it does not know when to process food, right? So that's the biggest part. And to the guests, to the listeners out there, you got to keep in mind that eating is a job in itself, where you take that 5 minutes, and it only takes 5, maybe 10 minutes at the most for a bigger meal. And like you said, Bobby, chew your food. You mentioned 20. I actually go for 40 or even 50 if you really focus on it.
Right.
Kids these days, you watch a kid eat a fast food, watch him eat a burger, him or her eat a burger, and they just go five or six bites. You know, I told my nephew the other day, he's 10 years old, I said, try chewing that 20 times. And he couldn't believe it. He goes, that's a lot of times. He got to 18, 19, 20, because he would be swallowing the 6 or 7 chews. You know, it's not even processed, right?
Right.
So that's an essential part.
I see people eating sometimes at a restaurant, and I'll go up to them and tell them, you know, I've seen people, two seconds, food goes in every 2 seconds in the mouth. You take a big, a nice little lump, a full spoon, food, chew it 2 seconds, get the spoon and get another bite. That, oh my God, that's terrible. But a lot of people do that. And then I tell them about it, and they say, well, I'm in a hurry. Well, there's no excuse. First of all, make time. Second of all, eat a little bit, take the rest with you, and eat it later. But do not rush like that. That's nuts. That's sick. Because what happens when you do that, Stefan, is it goes into your system awkwardly, badly. It causes chaos and makes it hard on the whole system, your immune system, your liver especially. But then it goes in, and it's big. It's not chewed out. It should go in like a smoothie, like something real soft and almost watery. Anyway, let me go back to this, else, and I'll get back to you in a few minutes with more of your comments, Stefan. All right, now we're time for exercise. And those of you that are retired can do this real well, or have a full day, or even a half a day when you can do a lot of this. Those of you that work, do some of it. Do what you can. And when you're at work, take time out every hour. Don't sit there every hour, get up and walk around. Don't sit by that desk, or especially that computer, my God. And if you do have a computer, laptop, iPad, or whatever you have as that device, don't stay on there more than an hour a day if you can. I know you're tempted to. Don't stay on your cell phone. Put it right next to your ear. Never put it next to your ear. Put that cell phone away from you. Speakerphone, simple. If you have to put a cord down and get the best that you can get in that way. And we've had shows to talk about all that. And so that's why if you stay with this show, you're going to learn to live longer. You're going to live 5, 10 or more years longer than what you would have done had you not listened to the show. The people that are doing the wrong things, as I've said earlier, the ones that are negative, anxious, stressed, upset, fighting all the time, toxic, no friends, lonely, they're going to die 5, 10, 15 years earlier than they should. Look at alcoholics, and we'll get back to that with Stefan in a while, the horrible life that they lead. I will definitely ask you that, Stefan, when you come back. But let's get back to the food, all right, and then we'll get to the vitamins. We mentioned earlier the reds. So the greens I mentioned, now we're going to talk about the reds. That's your next thing you do after you had the breakfast, and either before or after you've had your exercise, reds. Now we're talking about berries, strawberries, elderberry. I think I mentioned this a while ago, so let me get to the next one. Cruciferous, there's one we haven't talked about. These are the three main things I take every day: green, red, and cruciferous. Raw sprouted vegetables that you don't hear about: horseradish, mustard seed. These you've heard of, broccoli and cabbage, you've heard of those. They're in there too. A lot of 15 different things in Gary Null's cruciferous. One time, I have these meetings, the Gary Null Health Support Group meetings in L.A., in Southern California, all over. We had a lady, a raw food specialist, Debbie Merrill, come on. She brought about 4, 5, 6 years ago. She brought about 10 different little cans and bottles of different raw sprouted vegetables. And guess what? all those 10 are all combined in Gary's Cruciferous. You don't have to get a whole bunch of different ones. So you can save money and get all the whole thing in one shot. And let me tell you, my friends, the first time I took Cruciferous 6, 7, 8 years ago, I got me a jolt. I don't get jolts too often because I am really, really full of the best of the best. My system is working 110% good. But when I took that Cruciferous the first few times, I took small amounts. I always start with small amounts. I felt so good. I got a jump. And when I get a jump, it's rare because I'm already so healthy. So Cruciferous was number one on my mind. And I'm going to come with another one that caused even a bigger jolt than that in a little while. In fact, let's do it right now. Moringa. Moringa comes from, as I mentioned earlier, leafy trees. And it is just so powerful for your skin, for your heart, for your immune system. It gives me energy. I started taking a new moringa came out, which added all kinds of other components to it besides moringa. Almost like a full spectrum of the best of the best vitamins and supplements and things that you need. Green, red, cruciferous, you name it. You put them all into one capsule. A little expensive, but it's worth it. And I'm a distributor, so I get good prices. And this thing, when I took this, gave me even a bigger jump than Cruciferous. It gave me a huge jump where I just felt like $1 million. And I've been taking these little capsules for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I'm sleeping better. My mind is more focused. My memory is better. I'm more organized. I can do a better show with you right here. I just feel so good. I walk around and I'm energized. It's just great. Moringa is super. We'll talk about that another show. I'm going to get a Moringa man on the show in the future. All right, let's get back to the reds and the what you're taking. Now you're going to take the Cruciferous, as I said. Don't forget, eat slow, chew your food, small portions. Now let's get to the exercise. I started to get on it, but I didn't finish. Walking, that's always good. If you're going to walk, you might as well do power walking. If you don't know how to do power walking, it's heel toe. Move your arms on the side, like so you feel it in your shoulders. And as you're moving your heel toe and you're doing a straight leg, you're going to feel it in your hips. Now your hips and your shoulders are attached to just about every muscle in your body. Some people say 100%. I say 95 to 97% of all your muscles and ligaments and tendons are attached to those two parts, shoulders and waist. So then you're getting a full workout with it. That's why I really recommend power walking. If you have more questions on any this or anything, call me. I'll give you my number now. And I'll give it to you at the end if I can remember it. Otherwise, take this number now, 323-770-1925. Stand by, Stefan. I'm finishing up the whole day here, and I want your thoughts on all this. All right, here we go. The exercise, we're on that. Let's finish up. We said walking. We said power walking. Now, what about swimming if you can? You don't have to do that every day, but when you can, do it. If you have a pool, every day. When I lived in High on the Hog, married, and I had a beautiful home, I swam every day 30 minutes to an hour. I would do lap after lap after lap. Quick story. All four of my kids learned to swim by the time they were 2 weeks old. One of them took 3 weeks. No big deal. When I went with my wife, her mother and father, my mother and father, to Mexico on a 12-day journey of all the best cities and the best places in Mexico, I had a 2.5-year-old daughter. She could swim like a champ. She was with us. We were in Acapulco, in a beautiful, the best resort we could find. I had money. And we went to the swimming pool and said, Dad, I want to go swimming. Can I dive in? She said, yes, go ahead. Do your laps. She had a beautiful little body. She's a sweetheart. My oldest daughter, my first daughter, my first child. And she dived in. And a couple women got scared because they saw her swimming. They thought she was going to drown. We just, little girl, she fell in the pool. I said, no, that's my daughter. She can swim. She went underneath the whole way. It was a good little distance. Got up, took a breath, came back underneath the whole way, back and forth. And so, I mean, she went about 15, 20 solid minutes. And I said, okay, that's enough. Take a break. So she could have gone more. That's just an example of exercise for your kids, too. Get them out there. Get them to learn swimming. Go walking with them. Get them to play sports. Hopefully not football, not contact sports, nothing too violent. Okay, here we go. Let's get back to the where we're at. I got a list of things here that I talk about every day. I do all these things. There are so many things to do. Background. Okay, I think I've covered. Oh, let's get back to the evening. As you get ready to go to sleep, and before I do that, let me get a quick thoughts on by Stefan on what we're at now, and then I'm going to continue with what to do in the evening and get ready for sleep. Stefan, your thoughts?
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah, it's Stefan Rudolph here, and the biggest thing you said too, I think, is the key is teaching our children how to live healthy. And your example of the pool, when people see a kid jumping in the pool or they see something different in their life, they immediately say, well, that's not right. That's, oh my gosh, something's wrong. Because we've been programmed to do things a certain way. We've been programmed to eat a certain way. We think that milk is healthy. We think that cheese and all the dairy products and all the foods that we eat are all healthy. Well, they're not, because we have been programmed in our grandparents' time, of course, they were healthy. 50 years ago, things were healthy. But now there's so much processed food, so many chemicals going into this, that we have to be more aware of what we are feeding ourselves, what we're feeding our children, and especially the habits that we give our children, like you said, of swimming, you know, do this. And people will look at it as, oh, my gosh, that's not normal. But then once they see it a couple times, the kids are swimming, the kids are eating healthy. It's just we have to program our children at a younger age to be consciously aware of what they're eating and how their body works as a fuel tank, as what you put in is how you feel. What you do is how you feel, you know, what you feed yourself is how you grow. So if they're not feeling well, depression, anxiety, you know, ADHD, especially related to red dye 40, like we've talked about before, Bobby, and all the dyes and chemicals in our food, that causes major problems in children. And we have to be more aware to not jump to a pharmaceutical drug, but to be able to change the child's reactions by fueling them better with healthier foods.
Stefan, you know, kids nowadays, you've heard this before, in the morning, every Saturday morning, they have 99% of all the commercials on there are about sugar-laden foods, cereals, just full of frosted flakes, Doritos, chips, sodas, which are full of sugar. These are things you do not want to have your kids take or your grandkids. And sodas are just full of sugar. Each soda has between 8 and 12 grams of sugar. Different people say different amounts. I'm giving you the full spectrum. That sugar is a killer. Causes so many diseases. We have more soda and more sugar than any other country in the world, and we have more sickness among children. And when I went to school, and when you went to school, Stefan, we did something wrong. I mean, we would go to the principal's office. Somebody would talk to us. The worst would happen. We might get suspended for a day, but that was only if you did something really bad. Nowadays, the slightest little thing, and these kids are edgy because in the morning they're having their Fritos, their Coca-Colas, their muffins, their all this sugary stuff, just loaded with sugar. They go to school and they're antsy. They're moving around, and the teacher says, nurse, this kid has got some disease, something wrong with him. And the nurse, they're paid enormous amount of money, thousands of dollars each school, $3,000 to $10,000 per school, to give these kids psychedelic drugs, to give them drugs that will supposedly calm them down. But in reverse, they make them sicker. 24 of the last 25 major suicides and crazy things like Columbine and Oklahoma City, where kids would go and kill somebody. This kid in South Carolina killed 9 black people. These kids are all full of deadly drugs that were given to them by doctors, by nurses, by schools. And we're talking about kids between 7 and 18 or 19, let's say. And this is crazy. This is the way they live. And that generation is going to have problems because they're in bad shape unless they turn things around. And unless we turn things around with things like this radio show, with Gary Nolan, all the work he does. And there's a lot of great, great people out there. More and more is coming out there. Look at even Bernie Sanders running for president. He's talking about some things that no president has ever gone this deep. And that's good. Okay, so let's get back to work before I run off into a different situation. We're talking about foods. Here's what you don't want to have. Anything that's GMO'd, genetically engineered, and that means a lot of things. Make sure it says non-GMO, nothing from Kellogg's, nothing from Gerber, nothing from Nestle's, nothing from a lot of these companies that are just loaded with GMO. Genetically engineered foods are foods that have been given a virus to make them fatter, more colorful, and last longer. And that is, those are chemicals that are killing us. They're just horrible. In Argentina, kids were coming out deformed when they threw them a whole heavy dose of GMOs about 8 or 9 years ago. And they're still, they haven't come around yet. All over the world, it's bad. But guess what? The USA leads in the most GMO foods. Other countries, like above Europe, in Denmark, Finland, Holland, Sweden, and countries in that area, they won't even allow genetically engineered foods in there, let alone just label them. Here, we try to get laws to label them. Over there, they won't allow them in. You can't get in there. They will not allow Coca-Cola in there because they know how bad it is. They won't allow a lot of things. Walmart, forget it. They can't go in there. And other bad things. I can go on and on with the lists. I don't have all the lists handy. All right, let's get back to the foods. Don't have white processed foods. Horrible, horrible. Cakes, cookies, breads. One bread I would recommend is Ezekiel. That passes the test of a lot of great nutritionists that know better. That one is more sprouted, more organic, more deeper into holistic, better kinds of wheats and other items. Okay? And speaking of breads, you want things that are canola with kamut, things of that sort. We don't want things with white processed flour. Read the labels. If you don't understand the labels, go to a health store and talk to the nutritionist at least. Or call me. I'll give you the information. Listen to this show. You'll get all this information on this show. Our show is getting better and better with more information. We're hitting you hard with health, body, mind, spirit. All right? Processed foods, stay away from. French fries, stay away from. Meat is so pasteurized. It's got horrible, horrible things in it. It goes in your system. It takes 6 times longer to digest than regular food. And you put a piece of meat out for 3 hours, it's going to have maggots, worms, everything. You take that same piece of meat in your system, it's in there for 2 or 3 days sometimes before it comes out. Sometimes it takes forever to come out. That's why people are, in Spanish, we call them tatapado. That means they're stuck. The food won't come out. We had a guy in Hawaii, went, I don't know how many days, 40 days without having a bowel movement. Got fatter and fatter. He called Dr. Schultz, a great, great herbalist in Southern California. And Dr. Schultz told him what to do, to take this intestinal thing, take one capsule, and the next day take two, then take three. By the time he got to 5 or 6 capsules, guess what? He had a huge bowel movement. His wife told the doctor, I knew that he was always full of crap. Sure enough, he was. He lost a lot of weight, and from then on, he led a better life. All right, so horrible, bad foods. Stefan, your thoughts so far?
Yeah, Bobby, that's a great point. The bad foods that many of us consider good foods actually in life because we've been eating them so long, as I mentioned before. But like you said, the other countries are coming to a realization of how bad are what we're eating and what we're given the opportunity to eat. Even in stores, no one is really reading the actual the ingredients, you know, what's in them and what we have in our system, what we're fueling our system with. So a lot of, you know why? Because a lot of the ingredients probably we can't even smell. And I have this kind of entertainment thing I would suggest for listeners to do. If you do have a cell phone and you have internet access or anything when you're shopping around, is to look into the ingredients. If you can't pronounce it, Google it. Look it up.
Right.
Or do this at home. Write it down, and when you get back to your computer, look up and type in the keywords negative effects of so-and-so ingredient. And I'm amazed by some of the stuff that is put not only in our food, but in the chemicals that we clean our dishes with, our everything, our hands. When we have hand sanitizer, look into that one. Some of that is known to cause issues. That's a whole other ball game there. But really, we stick to the area of fueling ourselves with healthier food and being able to pronounce the ingredients that we were eating. That's the key.
Sanitizers, take those with you every day. Good points. Great points, Stefan. I'm glad you're covering some things that I'm saying and adding to them. This is wonderful. You're doing a great job as usual. Sanitizers with the hands. Take it with you. Take a little, get it even at the 99-cent store or wherever you can, health store, and take the little wipes and use them. There's also liquids that you put in your hands, rub them together, and wash your hands. Wash your hands as often as you can because they're full of bacteria. When you touch dollar bills, oh, they're just loaded with bacteria. When you touch doorknobs or doors, anything. It's just people have been, wherever people put their hands, it's not good. Full of bacteria and so many bad things. Clean your hands. Very, very important. Now, as we did say, and I want to stress it again, when you sit down to eat, eat slow, bless your food, and just be at peace. Do not, and I'm telling you, I'm going to double up on some of these things to really get them over. We still have a good 18, 20 minutes in this show, Stefan. So you want to make sure you eat your food slowly, chew it, and bless your food, be in a quiet space, no TV, no newspaper, no texting, no cell phone, no talking at a high level. You can chit-chat between bites and between digesting your food, yes. And if you're going to eat, be with family, be with friends, loved ones. In Europe, they go out and they sit at a table with family and friends. And we're talking about the rural areas where they eat so healthy with olive oil in Italy, for example. And they sit there, somebody brings a plate of salad. They open up with that. They all take some, they eat it, chew their food slowly. Then they bring in something else, rice, for example. And also a lot of olive oil handy. And they go one by one, and they eat so happy. They're with family, with their love, and they're talking. It's okay to talk. As long as you chew your food, eat it slowly, take a minute and say a few things with your friends and family. We're talking about peace. We're talking about love, friendship, camaraderie. I mean, this is just the best. That's the way to live.
Also, Bobby, the biggest thing, too, is eat with awareness, too.
Yes.
Awareness of what we're fueling ourselves. I think that's a good term for people to remember. Awareness of what they're buying, awareness of what they're eating, awareness of how they feel after, right?
Yes. Yeah, I said that earlier about a little different thing. I said, when you're eating your foods, you want to remember how beautiful it is, how loving it is, how peaceful it is, and chew it as if you're chewing in love, harmony, peace, wonderful things, how this nutrient is going to help you become a better person, help you with all the things you need to eat. Think that way. And stay away from, as we said, the bad food. So let's move on to what we do. Now, remember, you've had five meals now, in my opinion. Stefan has six, seven, eight, nine meals today. That's fine, short meals. A small meal can be bananas, two bananas maybe, or fruits, some strawberries, or whatever. In the summer, there's a lot of things in season, wonderful peaches, just a lot of great things, strawberries, boysenberries, just so many things. So you want to take that with you, put them in a bag, take them with you. If you have a little container, you can put some ice in it or keep it cold. Find a container to keep it cold. They sell them at the hotel stores where that would be cold for 3, 4, 5 hours. That's what you want. I do that. I take it every day with me. When I'm in a car, I have a little ice chest maybe or whatever I can do. But I keep it cold. I keep it together. And I don't spend a lot of money at restaurants and eating out because, first of all, the food is not good. Most restaurants have genetically engineered foods. They don't cook it right. When I was with Gary Noll, when he came to L.A. a little over 3 years ago, I drove him around because we had a big meeting, and we had a chance to talk a lot. And Gary, every time we went to eat, I would recommend, and I got the best recommendations from the best healers in Southern California. I had a list of 6, 7, 8, 9 restaurants. We would go to them one by one, and half of them we walked out. Gary will walk all the way to the kitchen, find the cook, and talk to them. Nobody can stop him. They try to tell him, you can't go back there. He'll go anyway. He doesn't care. And he'll ask the guy, listen, I'm Gary Noll. I want to eat healthy foods. How do you fix your food? Can you show me what you use, the oils, et cetera? And they show him. If he likes it, we sit and eat. If he doesn't like it, we walk out. We go to another one. Next. So this is I'm doing that now. I'm very careful. I don't go to places. I go to 3 or 4 places that I know are very good. And very, very vegan, very, very organic, very, very healthy. All right, so nighttime, let's get to that. And Stefan, I'll want your thoughts in a minute. So I'm getting ready to go to sleep. So the last hour to 2 hours, hour and a half, I would say at least, you want to go slow. You want to prepare your mind to go to sleep. Turn off the TVs, the cell phones, the computers, the laptops, iPads. Turn them all off. Stay away. Start putting soft music on. Do some deep meditation, as I said earlier. 4 to 7 seconds to take a deep breath, and 4 to 7 seconds to take a breath out. And you go to sleep that way. You get ready. Now, with all this soft music and everything, when you're ready to go to sleep, if you need to take any herbs or a tea, try not to have too many liquid. It's better to have a capsule. And go to the health store and ask them, what can help me sleep? Try different herbs. go to somebody that knows about herbs. Essential oils are good. But you want things that help you sleep, like melatonin. That's wonderful. Other things. I take echinacea every night, because, or every other night at least, especially if it's cold. Keep me from getting a cold. I haven't had a cold in 35 or 36 years. And I feel great. Early 1980 it was. That's the last time I got sick. And it was the reason I got sick. It wasn't what you think. Slightly sore throat, slight sniffles every now and then, and I beat them up. I take a load of echinacea. You cannot overdose on echinacea. It's an herb, and it's just, well, olive leaf is good. There are a lot of wonderful things to go to sleep. All right, so now I'm ready to go to sleep, and I make sure that I try to have my head facing the north, if possible, when you're in my bed. Make sure that all the lights are off. Make sure that everything's unplugged. Unplug everything in that room. Don't have a TV or computer or cell phone or anything within 6 feet of your head when you're about to go to sleep. Now, as I mentioned, meditation, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes or more. I know people do half an hour or more. A deep breathing, and then they really sleep. I'm telling you, those deep breaths go into your what you're doing is giving oxygen to your brain, which your brain needs that. Now you're calming it down, you're relaxing it, now you're ready to sleep. There are wonderful herbs that can help you do that too. We'll get into that when we have our herb specialist on this show in a few weeks. So stick around for that. I'm going to give you all the best of the best. All right, so you sleep peacefully. Try to sleep 8 hours. If you can't, minimum 7 hours. And here is a key one. Over 5,000 years, the studies, they were talking about this way back. Go to sleep early. Go to sleep when it turns dark. Sleep by 10 o'clock at night. Get up by around 6 in the morning and walk out there. I walked out this morning at 6:15. It is so beautiful. And we're blessed in Southern California. Our weather's been in the 80s, and the lows have been in the high 60s, or low 60s. Big deal. I mean, you can't beat this weather. The only thing about this area, though, is earthquake country, so we got to be careful of that, but we'll talk about that later. Now, you go to sleep, you wake up, you've had 7 or 8 hours of sleep. If once in a while you hit 6, it's okay. Next night, you'll make up for it. You get your body ready and used to that. I take some herbs from Dr. Teagarden. I'm going to have him on the show in a few weeks. Talk about love and all the beauty and all the things I said about sleep, he says. And he's got books on, he's got chapters of about 30 chapters on a little pamphlet. Each page has one page. And the one about sleep was so beautiful. I'll read that to you next time I get a chance. All right, so you slept. You wake up and you go back to the same process. Okay, so we've done a full day. Stefan, I'd like to get you. Before I do that, I want to introduce myself. I'm Bobby Elias. This show is about healthy aging, body, mind, spirit. The title is Let's Create a Better World. We talk about all the things that are wrong in the world, like the genetically engineered foods, like the climate change, like the EMFs, that means electromagnetic fields, cell phone radiation, and so much radiation, everything. So, and this is Stefan Rudolph. He's our co-host, and he does a lot of great work on the webs. He's going to talk about this, and then towards the end, we're going to talk more about his new book. But Stefan, your thoughts on what the last 5-10 minutes of my talk on sleeping and getting ready to sleep?
Yeah, that's great. You mentioned a key point, too, is dedication to what I call dedication to meditation, because we have to be dedicated to meditate, because if this is the one key that changed my life, it's meditation and deep breathing techniques. I read about it 5-6 years ago after brain surgery in 2007, and it wasn't working. I had to get back on medication. I had seizures in the weight room, in the racquetball court, trying to get healthy, running. Everything I was doing was not working. I started changing my diet, but also picked up deep breathing techniques when I felt something coming on. I had to be more aware of what I was fueling my body with, what I was drinking, like Monster or 5-hour energy drinks or anything to do with chemicals like that were causing side effects. I became more aware of what I was putting in my body, but also how I was breathing. I had to slow down at that point, start meditating. I do that in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. Just 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it's not a big deal. It's not a lot of time, even if we start out. If it's 2 minutes, that's great. Just focus on your breath and be able to, you know, dedicate yourself to a healthy meditation, because it will change your life. Believe me, I've gone through that, That's the biggest aspect, is things like yoga as well. That involves deep breathing. You know, that's a great area to get into for health and wellness. So those are all areas.
Great, great, beautiful. You know, notice, listeners, that Stephan has a way of doing his things. I do. It's not the same, but it's very similar. It has some of the same concepts. Everyone's different. You don't have to do it the way I do it or the way Stephan does it, but take some of the better points of what we're talking about. Concentrate on them. And one by one, and little by little,
the example is, remember the food pyramid that came out years ago, and the government said, eat this way. Well, now we're seeing that that pyramid's completely reversed in some aspects. Now, it may work for one person, but if it doesn't work for you, be aware that you might have side effects to gluten, you know, side effects to bread. If it says eat wheat and you do that, I had the negative effects of it. Couldn't eat wheat. I don't like it. It drags me down. So everybody be aware that what the government's telling you, or, you know, just in general, somebody says eat this, it's, well, your body, every body is different, literally. So keep aware of that.
And be careful if somebody tells you the studies say this or a doctor says this. There were hundreds of doctors who were paid a lot of money to say the smoking's all right. It calms you down, which was a bunch of baloney. And so doctors are paid to say a lot of things. They're paid huge amounts to give you drugs. Stay away from drugs. We didn't talk enough about that. We will in the future again. But these prescription drugs are just completely horrible. Senior citizens.
I was in the pharmaceutical industry, and I sold those for years, believing in them 15 years ago, and I didn't know. But the more I took them for acid reflux, and then the ones I sold for depression, I just read up on it, and you can cure your own dis-ease. Your body is at a dis-ease function. So you have to find out what to change and what to do in order to get it in ease and cure yourself of things.
That's right. Exactly. All right. So we're going to taper down now. I'm going to give, I'd like Stephan to go 2 or 3 minutes to his final thoughts and about his new book and about a little bit about more of what he does. But let me tell you a couple things on myself. I live this way every single day. And we're going to do this again with more different guests that we have on how to live every day, going through all these aspects. In 2 weeks, we're going to have Dr. Wendy Trainer on this show. She's our happiness coach. She comes on every 4 or 5 months with talking about happiness or love or being grateful or clearing out negative thoughts and just generally living a very happiness is her way of saying if people are happy, we can have a better world. We had a Cindy Sellers, a cleansing coach, say that if they cleanse, detox, and then their whole body and mind will be cleaner and people around the world, leaders, will have more, be more peaceful, less violent, we'll have a better world. We've had people say exercise is good. I have said that social media has its good points and that the world is getting smaller and smaller because people are communicating and more information is getting out there. And the younger generations are moving forward. They're understanding what's going on. College kids, they're really getting very, they're activists at a highest level in quite a while. All right, so this show is all about dedication, about love, about health. And we hope to have Alex Herman, we'll see you next week, talk about a near-death experience and how he heals people and how he can take over the phone. He can actually help people clear up and heal themselves through the power of the mind and through other really unique new ways that are coming out more and more and more. And I believe in them. I've seen it happen. So that's next week. The week after, Dr. Wendy Trainer. Then we're going to have over a several-week period a Gerald Salante or someone talking about all the horrible things that may happen in the way of the weather, the disasters, the money crunch, depressions all over the place, and things of that sort. Then we'll have the next week or two after that, we'll have, this will be at the end of the month, very end of the month, or the first of the next month, we will have a guest coming on that I've already spoken to. They'll give a whole scenario of the good things that he sees happening in over the, we will go through some bumps and some bad things for a year or two, but after that, harmony, peace, love. There'll still be trouble, but it's going to be a lot less. It won't be anywhere near as bad as the people are saying that it's going to happen. And I love Gary Nolan, and he says a lot of things that might happen, and he's probably right. He's right more times than not. So is Gerald Salante. But some of us that see not being it quite as bad might be right, too. So tune in to those shows. Now, Stefan, if you could give your quick final thoughts, we've only got about 3 minutes for that, and your how people can reach you and your book. Give me the bottom line.
Yeah, definitely.
On
I want to appreciate the show, Bobby. It's always great working with you here and helping others. My name is Stefan Rudolph, and my website is StefanRudolph.com. That's StefanRudolph.com. My contact information is on there. You can reach me directly if you'd like to talk about health and wellness at 760-215-2337. And by me overcoming epilepsy, addiction, all kinds of other areas, I have actually been picked up by a co-authored book that's coming out with Les Brown, of all people. And one of my mentors here, Les Brown, is the intro author. And Shamaya Sukro is actually launching the book and helping with the publishing. And we're working with Dr. Wren as well. We're all going to have a chapter in this book, and it's called Living with Heart. So the people out there that can look it up, and we'll have this on the radio show again, but Living with Heart is coming out with 15 different authors talking about their experience, one in each chapter, and related to what we're talking about here, better eating habits, meditation, holistic healing, overcoming obstacles, everything related. We'll have a lot of these authors on this show as well. I'll introduce them to you, Bobby, and we'll get them on here talking about this area. But yeah, it's Stefan Rudolph, and you know, here to help you change your life, and especially by the way we fuel ourselves and who we surround ourselves with. Those are the key aspects. So it's just great being with you again.
That's great. Yeah, it was really good that you could come in. I confess to our listeners, we did have a gentleman named Alex Hermosillo, couldn't be on today, but hopefully we'll have him on next week for the show. Stay with us. We got some great, great shows. I know what you want. You've told me. I'm going to give you my number again, and I'm going to give you the number to call. Tell your friends that if they want to hear the show on your phone, we have a lot of people that don't have computers. They don't want to hear it on a computer. They don't know how. So here, and I'm for the underdog. I'm for the poor guy, the people of color, people disabled, the poor people, be it black, Latino, be it people in the mountains. We have a lot of hillbillies and people out there, and we have people in the South that just have no money, no nothing. It's bad around this country, and it's bad around the worst around the world. So I'm for the underdog. I'm an activist. I'm a healer. Anyway, here we go. So my phone number, 323-770-1925. And the number to call to hear the show on the radio is 712-775-6850. Hear the show anytime. All right. I'm going to end the show with some thank yous, as I've only got 2 minutes left, I think, looking at the clock here. All right. And as I said, we've got some great shows coming up. So I've got 2 minutes left here. Let me start thanking people and then give you a final thought. Thank you to Jason, who operates. He's the director of Progressive Radio Network, doing a great job. Our social media is huge. We're going to have him on this show. We're also going to have Valerie Van Cleve, the producer of a lot of Gary's films, and we're going to talk about those with her. There's so much good information on her films. Next week I have some new things coming up, there are news clippings and things from around the world. I'm going to give you at least 4 or 5 things that you may not hear about, and we'll make comments on them when you call in, when we start the show next week, so be sure to do that. All right, I want to thank Gary Noll for having the station. I want to thank our engineer, Jesse, our L.A. producer, Stuart Hassel, our associate producer, Lydia, both of whom did a lot of great, have been doing more and more good work. They've been going to health shows, looking things up, and giving us the best information, helping me prepare for great, great shows. Thank you, Stuart. Thank you, Lydia. Good job. Keep it up. And one more bit of news. We have an FM station in Southern California coming soon. The lady that's known me for a number of years told me that she's the CEO, and over 100 people applied for the show. She got it. And the first thing she did was call me and say, Bobby, I want you to help me put the station together, because she knows I'm into radio and communications. So I'm going to do that. And we're going to start in a few months. I'll keep you posted on that. An FM station, Southern California, all about health. It'll be similar to Progressive Radio Network, and not as similar to KPFK and the Pacifica stations that are not having, like WBAI, as you know, in New York. They're not quite having, they don't give the premiums out on time. They do a lot of things, mismanagement, not good management. we're going to make sure that our show, just like Progressive Radio Network does, are going to be good. And don't forget, Progressive Radio Network has been hacked, but we're getting out of it. So the music's coming on. So I want to thank also our guest today, well, our co-host, Stefan Rudolph. I want to thank you for listening to the show. Come with us again next Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Signing off, this is Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world and healthy aging.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We are a part of God's great big family.